If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Jericho and Joshua was parsing out the land. There was a piece of land that was extremely fertile. And before Joshua could give it to anybody else, Caleb stepped up. He utilized the fact that he and Joshua were running buddies. And he told him, you remember what the man of God said to you and me. Because we were the only two who said we could take this land. He said, now give me mine. Everybody looking at Caleb because he old. He whipped out his AARP card, slapped it down, and said, I'm strong enough to whip these whippersnappers. He said, I'm 80 years old. Bang! Now give me my mountain. You got to say to God, you kept me alive all these years. You ain't going to let the devil kill me now. Give me my mountain. I'm not losing my house now. This faith, as a believer, it operates quite simply. This faith says, God said it, cancel out the middle part. Because it don't matter if you believe it or not. It's settled. That's why he said you need confidence and patience. Patience to seek out what God said. Devil's beating you down. Get the patience. Grab your Bible. Run on over to Jeremiah 29. Listen to the Lord, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Then you can just tell the devil, devil, you a liar, because God has good thoughts towards me. If you are under stress, that's not from God. Listen, God is the exact opposite of the stress. When the devil tells you you're not going to get something, go to rejoicing, because he's a liar. See, I need you to learn the principles of the kingdom. Don't you know there are different principles for different people? There are suburban principles, and there's hood principles. Now, suburban principles are not designed to save your life. Suburban principles are designed to help you enjoy life. But they're not designed to save your life. Because I was in Radnor the other day, and I drove out, you know, Lancaster Avenue as it goes out, you know, towards Wayne and Radnor. So I'm riding around in out in Radnor, and I didn't see any trash. Watch this. Now, this is going to blow your mind. I drove 14 miles on that road. And did not see one McDonald's, one Burger King, one Wendy's. I did not see one bar and one liquor store for a 14-mile stretch. Because in the burbs, you learn to enjoy life. I saw nobody standing on the corner harmonizing. As we stroll along, I saw nobody. I saw no stray dogs, no stray cats, not one laundromat. I saw boutiques, chic places. I saw poodles with sweaters. Being held by their masters. I didn't hear, get over there, you dumb. No, I hear, come here, Fifi. Come to mommy. You ain't never heard no brother or sister call themselves mommy to no dog. Come to mommy. We either get yourself over there before I kill you. So their life Their environment is all about enjoying life. Then you come into the hood. There's a liquor store every corner, a bar every corner, a crack house every corner. Right, McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's all across the street from each other. They destroy you nutritionally. They destroy you with drink. They destroy you with drugs. There were straight, wild, crazy dogs all over the place. Their schools out there all look like college campuses. I'm talking about elementary schools. Mowed lawns. Not plastic grass, real grass, mowed lawn, Olympic-sized swimming pools. Because their whole environment is about enjoying life. Ours is about survival. Their Mac machines are out in the open. People just walk up boldly, get money out, count their money right at the machine. Put it in their pocket. Leave the engine running on the car with the keys in it. Enjoy your life. I turned around and went right back. I said, let me get back to King of Prussia. Get close to home. I had purpose. When I was done, I just went a little further just to see. In the inner city, we go up to the Mac machine. We practically cover ourselves. Money comes out. We count it while it's in our pocket. Out there, you say, I'm going to the Mac machine, Charles. Okay, Biff. Chauncey, I'll be right back. We in the hood, we say, don't even say it, because you don't know who's listening. Because we're all about survival. When you come into the kingdom of God, you move from the hood. The kingdom of God is like Radnor. There's nothing over in this kingdom to harm you. You just have to learn how to live over here. The blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. They're constantly raining down on you. You live in a perpetual state of healing. You're not just healed one day at a time. You walk in a perpetual state of healing. I am the Lord that healeth. I keep you from getting sick. I'm the Lord that provides. I provide every day. You don't have to stop by the Mac machine with Jesus. He provides every day. It's an ongoing process, because the just shall live by faith. The circumstances that you face may seem impossible. The condition may seem impregnable. But if you have a word from God, it will undergird you so that you will outlast the circumstance and overcome the condition if you simply believe. Now, that particular concept of belief seems to cause us to have undue anxiety. Because as a race of people, we approach faith with the same socialization that we approach our existence in the inner city. And that's why it's so difficult for you. You've become very cynical about your life in the inner city. In Radnor, they call the police officer. The police officer answers while they're in front of the door. In other words, they're already there. When they answer the phone, you say, 911, I hear a noise. He says, the officer's already out in front of your house, honey. While you were yet speaking, we dispatched 27 cars. And all it was a bird that flew into your wind chime. Now, those of us in the inner city know that if we dial 911 at 8 o'clock, it'd be midnight. Now, this is not to cast aspersions on the faithful men and women who occupy that office. It's just that there's too much crime. So you've become cynical. So hear what most of you will say. I ain't going to call them. What's the use? They ain't coming anyway. So I buy my gun and protect my own house. Because you're cynical. You're cynical about the stores. I ain't going in there. They charge you too much. I ain't going in there. But they don't know how to treat you. And you pass that on. I need a plumber. Here, call my cousin Billy Bob. Oh, I ain't calling him. Because they never show up. Relatives, you can't trust relatives. We're very cynical. Do you think that leaves you when you become a Christian? No. You approach Christianity with the same cynicism. I guarantee you that you do not take every situation to God because you don't think it's important. You don't take every situation to God. You take those big things to God that you can't do. But the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Celebrate 30 years of climbing higher in Christ with Bethel Deliverance International Church and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Join us for a special week of services beginning Sunday, May 14th, with our very own pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., during our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. services. Our special week continues Tuesday, May 16th at 7 o'clock p.m. as Bishop Jackie McCullough from the International Gathering at Beth Rapha of New York, New York, delivers an impactful word from God. Leading worship that evening will be Divine Praise Music Ministry. Delivering God's Word on Wednesday, May 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. will be Bishop W. Lonnie Herndon from the Church of Christian Compassion. Worship for that night will be led by Brother David V. Cooper IV. Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m., you'll be in for yet another treat as Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church brings us a powerful message from God. Ministering in song for that evening will be our combined children and youth choir of BDIC. To close out this powerful week, on Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop Daryl Woodson of El Shaddai Pentecostal Church of Christ will deliver another life-changing message from our Lord. Worship will be led by the Bethel Deliverance International Church Anniversary Choir. It's a family affair, so plan now to join us as we celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness.